This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Amid the debate over immigration, consider this. People who are born in one country but move somewhere else have an estimated $400 billion in savings. And sometimes the old country comes back to the emigrants with an offer, lend us money. Dan Leinervoss teaches sociology at the University of Southern California and has written a book about what are called diaspora bonds. Professor, good morning.
Thank you.
So help me understand this. Say I'm from, Italy. And I make it big in the United States, but I still love Italy and want some of my cash to help the old country. I could send the money directly to my uncle Salvio in Torre del Greco, or I could do what?
Well, in some cases, you can buy diaspora bonds, which are basically a type of security that governments offer to members of the nation that live abroad as a way of getting more money than they can possibly get through philanthropy or regular financial markets.
And of course, there's going to be risk depending on the country.
Typically, like diaspora bonds will carry considerable risk. Otherwise, there wouldn't be no point in issuing those bonds. Governments usually do that because they don't have access to regular financial markets, precisely because it's so risky.
What might the foreign country do with the money that you've invested? Anything, or is it targeted towards specific projects?
Well, the advantage of diaspora bonds from the perspective of the issuing country is that first it goes to the state, so it can be used to fund large infrastructure projects. Israel is using it for railroads and desalinization projects, something that remittances would not quite do. In general, in comparison with philanthropy, it's relatively free of strings.
It was pointed out that one challenge to this idea is people will have very direct experiences about whether or not the home government is worthy of trust or not. And this is something that requires trust because you're handing over money for years.
Right. And the trust is also something that is built over time. In the Irish case that I studied, many Irish Americans were willing to trust their government, but there were all kinds of misorganizations in the process of issuing the bonds and sending them to the subscribers, such that a year later, when they tried to do it again, they couldn't find enough organizers that would risk their good name by selling these bonds.
USC's Dan Leinervoss is author of a book about diaspora bonds as used by Irish Americans and Jewish Americans. It's called Sinews of the Nation. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.